Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Murray in Oklahoma has a tile floor that just does not want to stay put. What's going on?
Well, what's happening is that I wish I knew what was going on. I have a brand new house. I purchased it about 2.5 years ago. And about a year ago, my tile started to be lifting off the floors. I have a two-story house. And all of a sudden, I hear these cracking sounds in the middle of the night. And when I wake up in the morning, the tiles are lifting off the floor in a V shape, inverted V shape.
Murray, is it happening all over the floor or just in one area?
Yeah. No, it's happening it started happening in just one area, and now it's kind of it spreads to basically half the ground floor. It's happening to.
Wow.
I've had some people come through and professionally replace them.
Right.
They've looked at the tiles to see if there's any water underneath them and if there is any cracking, and they can't find anything. And they just shrug their heads and they just replace them.
I wonder if it's just a misapplication of the adhesive, not enough adhesive.
Or the concrete floor, the mix wasn't right and it's, you know, sort of got a dusty surface or a deteriorated surface. When it comes up, does the glue stay down on the concrete floor and it comes up off the tile, or does the glue stay on the tile?
No, glue stays on the tile.
Ah, see, yeah. That's what I was thinking, that maybe this surface of this concrete floor was you know, dirty, it wasn't cured right, it had something...
Not fully dry?
Yeah, it's something on it that's causing the glue not to adhere to the floor. Typically, glue has no problem adhering to a concrete floor because it's so darn porous. And if that glue is staying on the tile, then obviously it's not sticking to the floor. Now, the tiles that you have, the tiles that have come up, have you tried to re-adhere them with a product like liquid nails?
Not liquid nails. No, I've never heard of that before.
That's a really good do-it-all adhesive.
Mm-hmm.
It comes in a caulking tube. So you can use it as you need it and then, you know, basically cap it and save it for the next project. That's a good product that will, you know, definitely adhere these tiles back down again. Yeah, you get a regular caulking tube like you would use to caulk windows, stick a tube of liquid nails in there, and then just, you know, put a few beads of caulk down on the tile and then press it back in place, and that should adhere it quite nicely.
Okay, it's called Liquid Nails.
Liquid Nails, yep. Available at home centers, hardware stores, everywhere. Comes in the small tubes and also the big tubes.
Okay, I will try that. Thank you very much for that suggestion. I really appreciate it. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.